I'm Tommy Gimler.
We need more producing on this shit.
Hey, asshole. We're here to find out who the biggest asshole is currently in professional sports. And that's why I've invited these three assholes, Dutch McTavish, Barry Murphy, and the fabulous T-Sean, to help me figure out who is the biggest asshole currently in professional sports. Coming up on the Daily Upper Decker.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
Guys, we're here today to figure out who the biggest asshole is currently in professional sports. So as I was like, I was going to do a typical Dudcast today, and I'm sitting here and I always start with the pile. I'm like, all right, let's see if this leads to other stories. Like, you know, who's been arrested? And it's just been through the roof lately. These guys that have been getting suspended and arrested. And I was just like, God, there's so many assholes out here. And it clicked. Why don't we all sit down, all four of us, and figure out who is the biggest asshole currently in professional sports. So in front of you, you have an American Cornhole Association 32-team bracket that instead is filled out with 32 of the biggest assholes that I came up with. Now, they're all seeded 1 through 32. So what I did is I took 32 assholes, put them down on a sheet of paper, and I told our Indian intern, Rakesh, I said, hey, buddy, why don't you seed this? Like, you know, half of these people he probably has never even heard of. So it could get interesting as we go through here and be like, wow, this guy's a 4 or 5 seed. So I said, Rakesh, here are 32 assholes. Please seed them as you would see fit. All right?
And he really doesn't understand that term. So that's what makes this all the
seeding,
more
yeah. I think yes, he went yes. out and like took this bracket and started planting out, it
yeah,
in the garden.
Exactly.
So
it was harvesting. And
My friend. All right, so there's 4 different regions here, gentlemen, in the Dud search for the biggest asshole currently in professional sports. First up, the assault region. And the number one seed, according to Rakesh, in the assault region is Greg Hardy. He's taking on the number 32 seed, Matt Barnes.
And incidentally, though, I was noticing, though, like not everyone has assaulted in the assault region, right?
Correct. Well, I mean, it's just like in the March Madness bracket. It's like, you know, sometimes Syracuse is out in the West.
Right.
So it's sometimes you just... I wasn't going to put like 8. Has anyone there's an electronic fraud division. I don't think all 8 of those guys. I don't think anyone on this list has committed electronic fraud.
I was just trying to add clarity for our many users. That's all. Our many listeners.
All right, good. All right, guys. The number 1 seed Greg Hardy against Matt Barnes, the number 32 seed. Do I need to go through everything that Greg Hardy's done? Are you guys aware of what he's done?
How about a couple quick bullet points for those people who don't know exactly?
All right, Commissioner Roger Goodell suspends Hardy for the first 10 games of the 2015 regular season.
It's not a bullet point. We're doing quick hitters.
Okay. According to the testimony of Hardy's former girlfriend, 24-year-old Nicole Holder, Hardy on the night of May 13th flung her from a bed, threw her into a bathtub, and then tossed her onto a futon covered with rifles. Holder said Hardy, who was then playing with the Carolina Panthers, ripped off a necklace he had given her, threw it in a toilet, and slammed the lid on her arm when she tried to retrieve it. She said Hardy dragged her by the hair room to room, then put his hands around her throat. He looked me in my eyes and told me he was going to kill me.
Yeah.
Let's party.
Is that good? Or yeah, is no, that's a pretty good bullet point.
That's a long bullet point.
Yeah, it's not really a bullet point.
But it does.
It gives you the picture of who he is.
Like the court report.
It actually seems like it's the rap video for something. I don't know.
I don't know if there'd be a futon in a rap video. That was the part that threw me off.
They'd have more like a circular bed.
Yeah,
that
like he was a 9.5 asshole. Now he's a 10 for having a futon.
Yeah, that's why he's spending so much money on guns, automatic weapons.
Can you let us know who he's matched up against so we can comment here?
Yeah, so he's up against Matt Barnes, who was arrested in 2010 on suspicion of domestic violence against his then time. She was part of the Basketball Wives, right? The Basketball Wives of LA.
She's a nice looking woman.
Yes, and he's also arrested for driving with a suspended license and threatening a police officer in 2012. And then, of course, he just said he beat the shit out of Derek Fisher, even though he looked like the black Mr. Clean at a press conference 2 days later. Because Derek Fisher, when he was in Los Angeles recently, decided to stop by this young lady's house and give her a finger or something.
Well, like most 32 seeds, he got screwed on the matchup. Because he's an asshole.
You think he is?
He should be much, much higher seed than this.
He should be. But sometimes the seeding works out that way. You blow a few last couple games, you're going to get seeded bad.
And I'm curious on the seeding. Like, does it matter if you're like a more, if you're a better player or a richer owner
strictly
in some cases?
Asshole.
Like, But does that no, this, help so, with your seeding? To...
So basically, the 32 people that I put down on a list, some are assholes on the field and really have had no, you know, instances off or any incidents off of the field. Some are just strictly known as assholes on the court or on the playing field or on the baseball diamond. Others, they're trouble everywhere they go.
So it sounds like a bunch of bullshit is really what it sounds like.
Well, you know, personally, me personally, like, I look at Matt Barnes and I say, like, I think he's a poser. He gets all these tattoos and shit, yeah. And he acts like a tough guy. I think he's a fucking poser. You know, he's the guy who comes down and says, yeah, I drove from Santa Barbara all the way to L.A. to beat up Derek Fisher, and he really didn't.
I think to expedite the process here, I don't know if I said that word right, you should think about this as the movie San Andreas. Just stretch your imagination a little bit, stop questioning all the rules, and get on board with The Rock and the helicopter.
Did you see that?
Rock.
I haven't seen it yet. I was waiting to watch it on a plane. I think it'd be a great plane movie.
I don't think it's a good
I think you start high-fiving people, though. You don't think it's a good plane movie?
Well, just the screen's so small, like, you don't... You're not really...
Great point, by Sean.
You need the full effect?
The screen is so small.
I would say Greg Hardy is definitely the biggest.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to disagree.
He's a bad man. Wow. I like it.
No.
Dutch is a Lakers fan.
2009, Laker. The L.A. Lakers are playing well.
Mm-hmm.
I see Matt Barnes up in somewhere in Hollywood.
Pink's probably?
No, I think it was a W.
Oh, wow.
Frank Thomas was there, too.
The fuck were you doing at the W?
Getting a tan.
Yeah.
like the Big Hurt?
The Big Hurt was at the W, not with Matt Barnes, but at the same time. So I saw Matt Barnes. We were both at the bar at the same time. I said, hey, you're having a great season. He looks at me and like the asshole move, you know?
Yeah.
Looked at me like, what are you talking to me for, cocksucker?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck you, dude.
Wow.
Suck it. So I think Matt Barnes is a bigger asshole. Greg Hardy is a thug. I mean,
they were gone.
I think there's a big difference.
They were automatic.
Well, no, right. No, I mean, Greg Hardy is a worse human. Matt Barnes, I think,
is a bigger asshole.
He's just a weaselly fucker, you know.
He is. He'll cheap shot anybody.
He's Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, kind of.
The poor man's Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
He's a dirtbag. He'll be doing color commentary.
Well, I think this is the biggest upset.
He's the new Jalen Rose.
I enjoyed that story from Dutch McTavish.
I knew that would touch a nerve.
I enjoy the story from Dutch McTavish, and that's why you tune in here every single week to the Daily Upper Decker Dudcast to get firsthand stories of Matt Barnes being a grade-A asshole, and that was outstanding. I think you're going to be overruled on this. Throwing down a woman and beating her senseless and throwing her onto a pile of automatic weapons trumps telling you to go fuck yourself at the W.
I think some of these guys are like futon too. Some of these guys are like major league terrible people versus just
strong assholes.
Matt Barnes is definitely an asshole.
You're a fucking criminal when you do that. You know, Greg Hardy is a criminal. Matt Barnes is an asshole.
But according to Tommy's rule, I think criminal trumps asshole. I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. So that we've all agreed then. Greg Hardy, the number one seed, moves on. But a near upset, I thought. A near upset there. All right.
There was some good points. Yeah.
Moving down, also in the assault bracket, we've got Kurt Busch taking on John Jones. Kurt Busch, a NASCAR driver. John Jones, MMA specialist. Now, Kurt Busch has been involved in... If you just go to his Wikipedia page and you click controversies, there's the Bristol incident, the Indianapolis incident, the All-Star Race incident, the Michigan incident, the Phoenix incident, the All-Star Race incident, Richmond.
This guy's a car driver.
He's a car driver. But this is also the guy.
Is this the guy whose wife is?
Yes. He like went to the authorities and said, hey, are you showing a dick pic or something or a lemon?
I'm looking at tit pictures on your iPad.
Oh, are they Kate's?
No. Are there Kate pictures on here?
I don't know. It's her iPad.
She would be happy about that.
It's her iPad. She wanted it.
Let me delete this. Delete. Where's the history?
I think you looked up Lemon Party on Kate's iPad one time.
Did I?
She had to go through security with it. Yeah.
They're fun.
You are the Lemon Party master.
So Kurt Busch.
Your timing is impeccable with those.
It's like JFK, who's covered in glitter running around.
Kurt Busch is also the one who allegedly beat the piss out of his wife. And then when the cops came, he said, no, she is a lethal assassin. And that was his defense, that, hey, she's an assassin.
Do you do a lot of NASCAR stories on the Dud?
Only when our buddy the Doug.
Oh, okay.
He writes his In the Dugout segment. And that's
I feel like you've already proven that he's going to win. Because all John Jones did was like run over someone's cat, right, and get suspended or something.
I think he's had a couple of incidents. He had the hit and run, which is the most recent. He was actually suspended for a little bit.
Matt Barnes is furious. He wishes he was in that matchup because he would advance.
I would crush these guys.
He's like, I would beat both of them.
UFC's John Jones released on bond facing felony charge after hit and run. So it was down in Albuquerque. According to arrest warrant, the woman that he hit suffered a wrist injury, is scheduled for an ultrasound Tuesday. So just take that hit and run against Kurt Busch's incidents on the track and off.
Well, great story about my wife being an assassin. So Kurt Busch, gonna run away here.
In early December, Jones tested positive for metabolites of cocaine while training for his bout against Daniel Cormier.
That's just trying to get an edge.
May 2012, Jones is arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence when he crashed his Bentley into a telephone pole in Binghamton, New York. Oh, it's a great town, isn't it, Binghamton?
Binghamton, good music town.
It's from Rounders. Remember, that's where they get beat up. Municipal game in Binghamton? Remember
that? That's
where a basketball player got shot, too, I think, at SUNY recently, Binghamton. Yeah.
Great rewatchable movie.
Yeah.
All right, so are we going with John Jones or Kurt Busch here?
I think we're going with Busch. But not to beat a dead camel here, but I think Matt Barnes should have flip-flopped with John Jones.
Those are the breaks.
I'm just saying that. Already I'm finding discrepancies.
Well, hopefully Matt Barnes can hang on and play another year for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Can he get through the loser's bracket in this?
Yeah, it's a single elimination. But hopefully he can hang on until next year, and we'll have Rakesh Sinha. Yes! Moving on here in the assault bracket, we've got the number 8 overall seed Jerry Jones against the number 25 overall seed Jonathan Papelbon. I think we all know who Jerry Jones is, and if you're going to call Greg Hardy an asshole and label him as an asshole, then you almost have to include Jerry Jones in that group as well, because Jerry Jones is an enabler.
He's an enabler.
He gives these guys
accomplice.
Not even second chances. These are like fourth and fifth chances. Yeah. They're beyond. It's just when you think like when normal guys are sitting on the outside saying all the owners have to do is just not sign this guy. You always know he's going to be the guy who signs him, right?
He's like the warden from Shawshank Redemption, really. Like he's a full.
He just vanished like a fart in the wind.
What say you, Miss Fussy Bridges? Here's my take on Jerry. I like to call him Uncle Jerry. He's the type of guy, like, you know, I want to be on Uncle Jerry's list. I want to be on the VIP list for everything. I think he can blame a lot of his recent discretions on just kind of being senile. But he's a rich, like, oil tycoon sort of dude, where Papelbon has never done anything good. Jerry Jones has done some good.
Papelbon, you know, choking Bryce Harper and
that was great.
Going after him in the dugout.
He's a horrible teammate.
Grabbed his dick toward the Philadelphia Phillies fans a year before.
Jerry just wants to win.
He grabbed his own dick.
He grabbed
or someone
his own
else's dick,
dick as he was walking. No. Yeah, it's his own dick. But it was just kind of like, "Hey, fuck you" to the Philadelphia Phillies fans. And actually, the umpire threw him out of the game when he did that. So Papelbon,
Papelbon here. I really
you would think Papelbon would be like a huge dick or like a part of like a domestic violence case the field.
He will be.
Yeah, eventually, I think. But it's amazing that his assholishness has been like
he's
relegated strictly to the field.
Yeah, he's going to do like a hillbilly thing. Like he's going to race his like go-kart in someone's backyard. Like he's going to do some like tear up their grass and kill their dog sort of like, you know?
Yeah, he's going to be the guy who attaches a gun to his drone
something.
And then fucking start shooting people with it.
I got Papelbon here.
Jerry Jones though, another thing about Jerry Jones, he's also the asshole who will come out and tell you that Brandon Weeden throws the greatest ball I've ever seen, better than any quarterback in the NFL, and then he cuts him like he did today. Brandon Weeden.
Yeah, but you got to support your guy.
He got cut today.
You got to support your guy a little bit.
And Jerry Jones, he went to Arkansas. Yeah. I mean, he's got some weird strikes against him.
Out of the gate, right. Yeah.
Jerry. So,
I like the – and this is a case – I like the seeding. I'm going Jerry.
You think 5 years from now Jerry's kid will be on the list?
We just don't know yet because Jerry takes over the press
he takes
time.
The spotlight.
But I'm going to go with Jerry because he is Al Davis reincarnated, and Al Davis was an asshole.
Was an asshole, yeah. He would have definitely made the list if he still had a pulse, if he was still ticking.
So, yeah, Jerry just seems like, like Murph said, I want to party with him, but he's an asshole.
All right. And I think like Papelbon is one. This is definitely a case of off the field and on the field, two different assholes here, And I'm actually very pissed that Rakish paired these two up together, because I think in any other bracket, I think Papelbon moves on here. But I have to go with Jerry Jones too. Just what he's done to the NFL the last, you know, 15 years, what he's done, who he's allowed to represent, quote unquote, America's team. You know, he's done such a bad job that it's no longer America's team.
Didn't he ban Staubach from the building for a year or something like that?
Well, wasn't his first move when he came in? He's like, see you, Tom Landry?
Well, yeah, he did that.
Off to a bad start. All right, so we're going with Jerry Jones, but that was not unanimous. Moving on here, final matchup in the assault bracket. Patrick Kane, the Chicago Blackhawks, against the number 24 seed, Rajon Rondo of the Dallas Mavericks. Murph, why don't you start with this one?
This is the worst seeding in the whole entire tournament.
I don't think that Rajon Rondo plays for the Mavericks, does he?
No.
Oh, Kings. Is he on the Kings now? Sacramento Kings. All right.
Blame that on Rakish. this isn't even close. Rajon Rondo should win this in a landslide because Kane did nothing wrong. So he is a mullet. That's the only thing wrong with him. Everything got thrown out. The girl backed out. I mean, give me some stats here.
Well, there was
Rajon Rondo has ruined every situation he's been in, except Celtics. You know,
there was also the
8 years ago,
the incident back in 2009. He's arrested after allegedly assaulting and robbing a cab driver.
21-year-old hockey player with a mullet. Things happen. He beat up a cabbie.
So alleged rape, right? But he's innocent because
not even close to being. It didn't even remotely get near a trial. Everything. Right. The girl was a wacko.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bad taste in women. I mean, that's
and Rajon Rondo's on the court antics.
Trump's. Well, again, it depends what your perspective is. Like, if you ruin a team and stuff like that, like that goes a long way. Like
how much do you think he has to do with? And there are two Sacramento Kings here, among the 32 biggest assholes currently playing in professional sports. So how much do you think is DeMarcus Cousins, and how much do you think is Rajon Rondo up there?
Or how much does Rakish have against Patrick Kane? Why would he make him a 9 seed?
Yeah.
The mullet, you think? Is there no mullets in India?
I think his ex-girlfriend, the Conch, got raped a couple of times. And anyone that's associated with rape, he doesn't take kindly to them.
I think Rakish is taking a lot of unnecessary shrapnel
he doesn't like hockey either.
And
he might not have known who Patrick Kane was. That is not a sport they play in India.
I'm just going to say the curry in the green room tonight, phenomenal.
It was really good.
Yeah.
So we're going to say that Rondo at 24 upsets Patrick Kane.
Rondo seems like a dick.
I think Rondo's a bigger asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I do as well. But you know what? What's funny about Rondo is that you don't ever actually hear him talk. Like, everything's...
It's very squeaky.
Is he a squeaky-sounding guy?
Yeah, it's very squeaky.
Maybe he's self-conscious about how he sounds. He's like, God, I'm trying to be so motherfucking tough, and yet I sound, you know, like a chipmunk. And so it's sort of... Yeah, that's interesting. So it's funny to... Like, I know you sort of get the general vibe. He's a dick, like you're saying, right? He's never been good in any of his situations, like, team-wise. He was pretty good at Kentucky, though. I don't know. This is a weird matchup.
I think that makes him more of an asshole now.
I'm pretty sure
when you know that he came from Kentucky too.
I'm pretty sure he was the point guard on a championship Celtics team, though. No.
Yeah, he was.
I really got nothing against Patrick Kane. So I mean, I guess
yeah, I don't either.
It's sort of like Rondo by default in this case.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
All right. Very good. So that means the four moving on here in the assault bracket. We've got Greg Hardy, Kurt Busch, Jerry Jones, and Rajon Rondo. Like, all right.
I still think Matt Barnes needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, like I said,
next against like one of the more reviled people in the
currently right. I think Rakish probably all the headlines he reads in the New Delhi Daily is
why isn't Greg Hardy in the murder or?
Well, he didn't murder anybody yet.
Well, not that we know.
But let's move over. We got to get going here. We got to narrow this down. All right, so let's move over to the rape bracket. Number two overall seed, Roger Goodell, taking on the 31 seed, Aqib Talib. So we all know about Aqib Talib's eye poke, right?
Yeah, come on. You know,
it's just some old classic Three Stooges stuff. He was bringing some levity to a game that was slipping through the Broncos' fingers. I'm comfortable with all his actions.
Some levity.
And I think Roger Goodell is honestly, you know, this should be like the white collar evil category over here. Like Roger Goodell,
or what?
Is
see,
an
now
evil
I have
man.
An issue with this. I don't feel like Roger. I feel like he gets slammed. What's wrong with Roger Goodell?
Nah, he's a devious.
What has he done?
He's the white collar criminal.
Okay,
is,
but
is, you know that's the.
I think the Deflategate thing is what he did. And
yeah, but I mean, like, we all know that they did that. Now Brady has come out this year and is on a fucking rampage with a real football. So that part is getting it slammed, but. I don't know. Like, I think he's in a shitty situation when he suspended Rice. At the time, that was, and it's not that long ago, which is hilarious, the Ray Rice thing. You would have felt like that was 10 years ago that we saw that thing. Mm-hmm. And then the video comes out. Like, if the Greg Hardy, I know there's pictures, but if there was a video.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets slammed for that a lot, right? Before the Tom Brady thing, the Ray Rice thing he got slammed for. But he corrected it right away, didn't he?
Well, no.
But he waited for. He just said, "Hey, two games."
Right.
And then, well, and the problem is that,
he has a team of people. Out, by the way, this is
right,
just him.
But the problem is, then he just comes out and he just covers up everything.
Like what?
And like every, concussion stuff. Like he's down on like any sort of.
Don't you think that was covered up before him?
Nah, he's.
How long has he been in office? 8 years?
No. He's been. I don't know.
Not even that long.
I feel like it's close to the early 2000s. Like he took over not because of the way they were lining up a lot of the stories around Pats, so it was like early 2000s.
Is there any part of Roger Goodell that makes you feel like it's an uphill climb though? Like that's not an easy job.
Yeah, but he makes a gargantuan
weird parallel
amount of
to
money.
The president.
He's
like
pals
there's certain
with
things
everybody.
Like you're going to get slammed on.
He's just like
yeah, but he fixed a lot of shit
he
too
didn't
though.
Fix shit. He just made
he
everyone make
discipline
a lot of money.
A lot in the fucking league.
But Roger Goodell suspended Greg Hardy for 4 games. It's the players' union that got – or for 10 games. It's the players' union that got
it down to four.
Four.
Yeah.
So that's not him. So he's hammering these guys.
He's not qualified to do the hammering in one respect. Like that's part of it. He should not be
but
the disciplinarian.
But who is? Like, how are you going to find a bigger disciplinarian than him? You're not going to. He's a, like a – he thinks he's a badass, right?
Well, I know, yeah, but he's not, though.
I know, but, like, that's a fucking hard job he has.
I'm not –
He's got to control
a
bunch
not,
of
we're not like,
rich,
this is not
lunatic
who has
millionaires.
The hardest job
I'm just saying, I
here.
Feel like the guy gets, like – he's going to beat Tlaib here, no question about it. I just right, feel like Goodell gets a bad deck.
I don't think he gets a bad deck.
I think he does. Who,
I'm going to be honest. I never thought that we'd have a big Roger Goodell backing
well,
here.
No, I just feel like everybody slams the guy, and he's done a lot of good shit. It's the same thing with Obama. I'm sick of fucking hearing about everyone ripping on the fucking guy.
There is no comparison.
There is a huge comparison.
Goodell to Obama?
He's leading the most popular sport in the world. He's leading the most popular country in the world.
Yeah. I like Obama.
Trinidad and
Tobago.
And I am 4 bullets in. All right. So obviously, I am getting outvoted here. I think he's going to cleanly take Akeem Tlaib here. He's going to move on.
Well, just so it's not just an eye poke. So it says here Tlaib has had conduct issues since he entered the NFL in 2008 when he got into a physical altercation with a fellow rookie teammate at the rookie symposium. A year later, he assaulted a taxi driver. What is with athletes assaulting taxi drivers?
Have you been to Tampa? I mean, come on.
This is so strange. I just want ESPN and Roger Goodell suspended a game to leave. Does he know about our podcast?
It's really great.
No, he's going to. Yeah, you can't.
2 years after the assault, he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after firing a gun at his sister's boyfriend.
Really?
He has been known to be extra physical with receivers as well.
Oh, jeez.
What an asshole.
Tom, I mean, you don't like
really?
Your sister's
that was
boyfriend
added
either,
on the
I
description?
Think.
It was.
What about Roger Goodell's performance in the Kevin Costner Browns movie? He was good.
I will not give him a good rating.
He
on
was good
in
that.
Yeah, plus he's an asshole. He doesn't even know how to say Marcus Mariota's last name.
Really?
That's huge for me.
No, I don't believe
and
that.
And I think one thing for me with Akeem Tlaib is where's the fucking Q in the first name? All right? That's an asshole move right there. Every word in the English language,
key,
it's got to have a U after the Q, all right? So it's A-Q-I-B. I want the Q there. I'm actually I'm going to say that Roger Goodell is the bigger asshole, but this is closer than you'd think.
Not in my book.
What do you think? Roger Goodell?
Yes.
Let's save some Roger Goodell slamming for the next round.
Let's move on. But
because there is a hell of a matchup in round two.
Goodell
okay,
wins.
All right. So Goodell tanks it. All right. Moving on here, the number 15 overall seed is Dez Bryant here in the rape bracket. Dez Bryant against Floyd Mayweather. Now, Murph, you had a chance to meet Floyd Mayweather. Tell me about it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not. I wasn't a big Floyd fan, and long story short, I was in Vegas. I got lucky enough to get this backstage thing, and I was the only person not working at this event, and I brought a couple little Johnny Random Stuff joints with me.
Ah, I like it.
I was a little stoned, and I saw four gigantic African-American men with the word security across their chest walking down the hallway, and from the middle of the pile, I heard, "Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know me. That's what I'm talking about." And I was like, "I don't know who this could be," and it was Floyd Mayweather in like a $20,000 suit. And I was like, "Oh, this is hilarious." And then my wife said, "You should probably take a picture with him." And I was like, "Yeah, I should." And I took a picture with him. And every 2 seconds, he changes his pose just in case you didn't take the picture yet or in case you're taking a couple. He's not a static pose guy. So I gained a lot of respect. I think he looked me in the eyes. Again, I can't tell. He had a lot of sparkly things on his sunglasses, and he shook my hand. I still don't like him. But I don't like Dez Bryant either, so I'm gonna say Dez is gonna win this.
So now, if you go to Dez Bryant, it's not just his recent blow up here. You know, he's had a history of crazy things. There were the rumors of what went down in a Walmart parking lot last year, and then all of a sudden the footage that they had supposedly just
was he lost and he was turning around the parking lot, or was he going to the store?
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Well, no. Why would he be at a Walmart?
That it was like he had his girlfriend and like they were beating the shit out of her and.
Oh,
and
wow.
Whatnot, yeah. And then before that, in 2012, Dez Bryant, Cowboys wide receiver, allegedly assaulted his mother. So there's been like all these, and this is, you know, he had issues when he was at Oklahoma State as well, and that's why I think he fell to number 15 to where Jerry Jones was like, "Yeah, we'll take him. Right. We'll take him. All right." So, you know, he's just always had a history. And the thing about Dez Bryant is it always seems like there are all these incidents and then they get kind of pushed under the table. So he's definitely got a good guardian angel around him somewhere, like some kind of Drew Rosenhaus motherfucker that's following him that's just paying off people or whatever, because there should be security footage of that Walmart incident. And there were reports. And then 2 days later, it was like, "We do not have footage of that." So somebody paid to get rid of that stuff.
So for me, a little bit of this comes down to a point made actually in our earliest bracket there about, you know, how Dutch was saying Matt Barnes is a bit of a poser. I think Floyd Mayweather is just a bit of a poser. And
all right.
I never called Matt Barnes a poser.
I did. I think Matt Barnes is a poser.
You said it was a poser?
Oh, yeah. I think he's a huge pussy.
Whoever said he was a big old pussy, fine.
Huge pussy.
Well, I think Floyd is a little bit of the same. I mean, I just think in the asshole category, I think that makes him more of an asshole, less autentico than Dez Bryant. And so I'm actually going to, you know, I think Dez is misunderstood, and I won't go into why. But I think Floyd should go on in this bracket.
I'm really torn here because Dez Bryant is a Dallas Cowboy and literally a human piece of shit.
that's what we're looking for. Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
But Floyd Mayweather really rubbed me the wrong way in his last fight against Manny Pacquiao when he's coming out of the tunnel and he's got his entire entourage and there's the Burger King and I'm like, "That is the awesomest thing ever." And then right behind the Burger King is Justin Bieber and I'm like, "That is the least awesome thing ever."
that sort of shit counts in there.
Yeah, right? Does. And everything like, counts.
You asshole, you're hanging out with Justin Bieber. Awesome for hanging out with
the inventor of the Whopper.
Right?
Yeah.
And Burger King.
I think it's a tough one, and I think that's why the Rakish actually did a good job seating these right here. I think they're pretty fucking close.
But as far as like miserable human beings, I'm going to have to lean towards Dez Bryant.
I'm going Dez Bryant here. I think Mayweather has to act like that. In boxing, you have to have that just outrageous, asshole-ish personality. In football, as a wide receiver, not so much. You have to have like a slight arrogance, but not like assaulting your mother or like, you know, beating the shit out of your girlfriend.
But
Floyd's
done a bunch of that. Like, he's beat up a bunch of girls too.
Correct. Oh yeah, he's done it. But it's kind of like in boxing. I'm not saying
it's okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. Obviously, but I'm saying like that's happened. That's happened, and that's on the same level as Dez Bryant. But I'm saying like the rest of the stuff about the aura around him in boxing, you have to have that asshole aura around you.
Well,
what are you going for?
Well, I'm sticking with Floyd to move on, but I agree with you on that. It's interesting. I just watched that it was the Evander Holyfield 30 for 30, Chasing Tyson, it's called, right? And so, and he was like he was a good guy, and the same thing happened with George Foreman when in the Ali days, like they were good and upstanding and not like, you know, crass and outspoken and outlandish, and nobody loved them because they were the better citizens,
right?
Like the other guys were the crazier folks, and so everyone thought they were the better character, certainly the better boxing personality. So they got the more respect.
Do you think if social media was around for Tyson, it would have been worse than Mayweather?
Meaning
that he would have got like he would have
had
a lot
more problems,
shit with
even more. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's very possible. He was like.
He's a bad dude.
I would have loved to see Mike Tyson on. Wouldn't you have loved to see Mike Tyson on social media?
Oh,
I think that would have been outstanding. I mean, he's got to probably have a Twitter page now. But I mean, during his heyday when he was like 22 years old, I would have.
He gets to say whatever he wants to the world.
Oh man, I would have loved it. It would have been outstanding.
Spell check. All right, who's winning this?
All right, so you guys are both going with Mayweather. Dutch and I are going with Dez Bryant. That could mean the first flip of the asshole coin.
Oh.
So I've got an asshole coin here. It's 2-2, and this is how we're gonna decide these ties. All right. So heads here, you guys can all look. Heads here on the asshole coin. This is Redskins, and tails, Peckerwoods. Mm. All right. So if it's heads and it's Redskins, ironically, Dez Bryant of the Cowboys is gonna advance. Tails, Peckerwoods, it's going to go Mayweather. Here we go.
All right.
The asshole coin has been flipped. It is tails. Floyd Mayweather upsets Dez Bryant.
Mm. Peckerwoods.
I knew it.
All right. All right, moving on here in the rape bracket. Number two seed, Kobe Bryant. Well-seeded, Rakish. Good job. Kobe Bryant taking on the number 26 overall seed, Dwight Howard. I'm going to go with Kobe Bryant for obvious reasons. On the court, I think he's an asshole. Like, he's an asshole to his own team.
He's competitive. Fuck that shit. Just
he's an asshole where it's just like, what did he say to his team that time where he came back to the huddle? Like, the name of the play is give me the fucking ball or something like that. Like, get out of the fucking way. He's just an asshole on the court. He was obviously an asshole off the court. And again, when it comes to Dwight Howard, I think he's more of a pussy than he is an asshole. I think he's one gigantic pussy. Like, he is just a drama queen, just a crybaby, and more of a pussy than he is an asshole.
Keep in mind, it's you and your staff that have put this list together.
Right. I don't know that Dwight Howard should even make the top 32.
Like, it's sort of like, yeah.
Okay.
Kobe's going to win by default, but I don't even know that Kobe has a shot in the next matchup.
Kobe Bryant is an asshole for ruining my beloved Lakers for the last three years.
That's another thing. Yeah, that's
he's an asshole for the for him and Shaq, but Shaq was just as much of an asshole for not figuring it out, and they both admit it.
Well, no, I'm talking about right now. Like, for the last 3 years, if he had any heart and any love for the Lakers like he says he does, and he would not accept a $48 million extension.
What a contract.
What a son of a bitch. Kobe Bryant, moving on.
All right, so T-Shawn, it doesn't even matter what you say. Your vote goes nowhere. Kobe Bryant's beating Dwight Howard. But we'll let you start with the next one. Pac-Man Jones, the number 10 seed, taking on Michael Vick. Tough one. A couple of former felons here. I think both have spent time in jail.
Like, this one feels like a proper matchup, yeah. I mean, I'm a dog owner. I'm a dog lover. I think Vic's the it's amazing how many chances he's gotten. I guess both these guys have gotten an amazing number of chances.
What if I told you Pac-Man was at all of those fights? And won money.
That's probably true. Pac-Man Jones. What's his first name? Adam?
Yeah, it's Pac-Man. Even though he doesn't no longer wants to be called Pac-Man Jones, tough shit, buddy.
Yeah.
You're Pac-Man Jones forever.
I did see one little like expose where Deion Sanders, primetime, was coaching Pac-Man on how to be a better citizen. So that made me feel better about him. But it's just something. I think I'm going Vic. I'm just going Vic. It's just
I feel like Vic is contrite and sorry for what he's done, and Pac-Man Jones, if you name yourself Pac-Man, You're an asshole.
It's true.
Pac-Man Jones.
Did he give
so we've
an
got
answer?
One vote for Ron Mexico like and one vote for Pac-Man Jones.
Vic wins this, right? Easily?
I don't know, man. The list of incidents with Pac-Man Jones.
I feel like they're old, though. Where the dog beating thing will still be here 20 years from now.
But, you know, there was still the incident, like, not this past offseason, but the offseason before, where he fucking slugged some dude or some chick who was in line outside a restaurant. They got him out of there, and there was footage and everything, and nothing ever came of it.
Vic's crime is... will be around forever. It sustains. It's deep. You hurt a dog.
It is. It's the stuff
you
of
you can't hurt dogs.
You can't.
What I think is
you
so crazy.
You can hurt people. You cannot hurt
that's
dogs.
That's what's so crazy.
It's like punching Kelly Clarkson. You just can't do it.
You want to do it. You want to do it. All right.
Sweetheart. No matter how fat she gets.
I'll go with you guys. I think this is a toss-up. I think that this is another one where Rakish fucked up the seedings. I'm going to go with Vic, all right? So we've got Kobe Bryant against Michael Vick and Roger Goodell and Floyd Mayweather.
Well, it felt like no one officially
voted on
that.
Makes an amazing dark chocolate.
I voted Vic, so
Christmas
everyone
thing.
Else just...
No, 3-1. Vic beat.
Landslide.
Let's move on to the murder bracket where the number one seed and the number three overall seed, Tony Stewart, who actually murdered a guy with a vehicle on the track. He's taking on AJ Pierzynski, the number 30 overall seed, who's just known as the biggest asshole in baseball and has been known as that since, 2003, 2004?
Most guys with initial names.
I was just on the Daily Upper Decker website, and you got a tweet. Assholes. Thanks, Tommy, from Ray Lewis. He's real happy he didn't make the list.
Well, he's not currently in sports.
Well, he kind of is. If Jerry Jones is, Ray Lewis is on. He's on every Monday night.
No, you can't take media because then it brings in so many other
erroneous.
Well, he did play a lot of sports.
That he was wearing last night.
He's still jacked. I think he's still playing.
He's got a rap album coming out.
Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
Is it Christian?
It's fucking
Christian
garbage.
Rap?
Look at the Daily Upper Decker and look at the titles of the songs that I came up with.
In front of me.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm looking at.
Hey, Murph, can you come on over and help us find the biggest
desktop pattern, Sean? Amazing.
Wow. All right, guys. Tony Stewart murdered a guy on the track, and he's just known as one of the biggest assholes in racing or in NASCAR, taking on AJ Pierzynski. They're both assholes on their playing fields. Which one is the bigger asshole?
I don't know.
What's their record off? Like, do they have any sort of crimes?
I think Tony Stewart one
reputation?
Time was busted for, domestic violence. AJ Pierzynski, nothing.
Wow.
Tony Stewart's got a sweet Corvette commercial. AJ Pierzynski does not. I think that makes Pierzynski an asshole, right?
Tony Stewart, I still, every time I look at him, I'm like, well, how did he end up in NASCAR? He's this Italian guy from,
Well, he's greasy.
Is he a hillbilly?
He's greasy enough to
is
be
he?
A NASCAR.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's greasy.
So, obviously, he ran that guy over in a stock car race.
He said he didn't
see
him.
Yeah, but we all saw the video. Yeah. So, everyone's been mad at someone and let's run close to them, but he actually did it and flipped the guy. And the guy was an idiot, too, but I hate AJ Pierzynski, but Tony Stewart should win this.
I mean, he just landslide. Just killed a man.
He killed a guy on a race car.
I'm going Tony. I mean...
Back in 2011, a 39-year-old man was arrested at the scene, was taken into custody, was allegedly struck in the face by a racing helmet. Tony Stewart.
Worst part about this is AJ Pierzynski gets away again. Slimy fuck.
Easy slip.
Moving on here in the murder bracket, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins against Ryan Braun, the 14 seed against the 19 seed.
I think this is a tough one, truthfully.
Not even close. DeMarcus Cousins is getting my boy George Karl fired. George Karl won't last until December.
He's not even making Thanksgiving. See you later.
How many coaches now has it been since Cousins has been there?
It's been a lot, but George Karl's a different level of coach. They haven't had a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're going to figure it out. Because when he plays, they actually win. But he was hurt for a couple games.
Right. But
Rondo's a bigger problem than either one of those guys.
Really? DeMarcus Cousins?
He wants to win, man. He hasn't done anything wrong. He ever beat anyone up or anything? No, he's fine.
He's just gloomy.
Ryan Braun cheated, lied, and got a guy fired. He's a dirty guy.
I'm obviously going with Braun.
He's a bad guy. When Major League Baseball players turn on you who are also doing steroids, you know you did something extra wrong.
Right. I think it was the whole way that he went through it to where he was like, the guy's name was Dino, the handler, the pee handler, the piss handler. His name was Dino or something like that. And he just said, like, dragged him through the mud. Like, you know you did it, right? So you know you did it, and history has shown that if you just say, I'm sorry, you don't even have to say that I did it. You just say, hey, I made some bad choices, I'm sorry. The next time you come up to the plate, Americans are like,
yeah, right.
Wow, you have so much balls. Great job. You have huge balls to come out and do that and just admit that you were wrong. Yeah, that's small. All you had to do. Jason Giambi and Andy Pettit set that bar at that point. Bonds went one way. The other two went another way.
Well, a little lesson for dear friend Pete Rose, maybe. Like, just fucking give it up, man.
He has.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Ryan Braun is an American hero.
To Jews all across Wisconsin.
Right. And DeMarcus Cousins might as well be the brother of the devil.
Oh.
He is. I can't believe that he is not in prison right now. Like, Max Security, Chino, they're making shows on A&E about DeMarcus Cousins because he is probably the worst human being on the planet.
What percentage of classes do you think he attended at Kentucky?
Zero.
Yeah, there's no way he ever went to any class unless it was like beginning weightlifting.
Volleyball. He probably went to volleyball.
Ryan Braun has paid his penance with bad thumbs, bad backs, bad abdomens, bad everything. And DeMarcus Cousins just continues to be the albatross and the anchor on what would be a good Sacramento Kings team. So that's a
tough thing to say for a Lakers fan.
I think that is enough for him to be maybe asshole of the year. He might take this all. DeMarcus Cousins, horrible human.
All right, so I've got Braun. Murph has Braun. You've got DeMarcus Cousins. T-Sean, this is huge right here.
Shawnee, you hate DeMarcus Cousins.
If he says DeMarcus Cousins, that means we're going to have to go to Shyam. What was his name? Shyam Das? The arbitrator will get him on the phone.
I don't even want to tell you what he said about Syracuse, man.
I think Ryan Braun's just a piece of shit.
Yes.
All right.
More importantly, Katie's password is really hard to figure out for the App Store.
Are you trying to get the tits off?
I cannot.
You can't get the tits off.
I can't figure
it
out. Yeah, yeah. I've tried everything.
Those are great, by the way.
Those are fun, right?
Yeah, those are. Yeah. Those are fun bags. That's
You know, I tried to seriously get my buddies here together, and we could talk about, we could narrow it down, who the biggest asshole is in sports, and we've got Tits.
What do you think her name is?
We've got Tits
got
as
a Brandy in my head for some reason. Kind of look at that. That's not Brandy.
That might be a Brandy.
I think that's a Sherry.
My wife's going to enjoy. She's going to enjoy her next trip on her iPad. All right, moving on here in the murder bracket. We've got Tiger Woods.
It's creepy. I can't wait. I'm getting there. I noticed it this year. I'm like 20% creepier than I've ever been.
Tiger Woods against Ron Artest.
Is it because hair is growing in weird places, or
I can't reach it to shave it? All right, who we got?
Tiger Woods against Ron Artest.
Yeah, Tiger Woods against anybody. Tiger Woods wins.
Dude, I don't think we even need to debate this.
Oh, is he a six seed?
Well, no, he's the number two seed in that bracket.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought I would have been a bigger asshole in this bracket, but...
Well, I mean, unless he's up against someone who
Tiger?
Killed someone.
Call me back.
Really?
It really is.
I got to leave my name on the voicemail? Really?
Yeah, unless he's...
Do you ever think he went to, like, any girls and just said, call me Eldrick?
Yeah, right. Say Biggie. Put that wedge in there. It gets weird.
That would be good, like, book on tape would be Tiger Woods talking dirty.
Right.
I would listen to that for 90 minutes. It just... That's
as long as you need to.
It would be entertaining all the way through. It's like you reading a Gronking to Remember. You listen to it all.
How am I going to get through this rough?
I thought I was doing it right, and, well.
I finished well.
52 degree.
How long did it take you, Tiger? That's none of your business. all right, and finally here in the murder bracket, we've got Adrian Peterson taking on Brittany Griner.
Ooh.
31 and a half dudes in this bracket. Half a woman.
I find the woman... the woman species underrepresented in the bracket. So
I don't think there's any women in it. I think this is 32 dudes. 31 and a half.
I'm
Brittany Griner, have you heard her talk?
I'm going to say it's Brittany.
Yeah, I do free throw donks.
I think about 10 years from now, she's going to be a cornhole tournament. There's going to be one named after her.
Brittany Griner?
Wow.
That could be next spring, actually, then.
That might be part of my rehab after she sues us. And
she's going to do a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and go Muslim. Come up with a crazy name. And like,
you know, I'm just going to...
All right, we've got Adrian Peterson, a guy who whips his son in the genitals with a stick, or Brittany Griner. Huh?
Do you know what? I don't even.
I mean, yeah, that's.
He whipped a little kid in the balls. He wins.
Yeah. I bet that kid fashioned. Did something where he deserved to be whipped in the balls.
Yeah, you know, that's the side of the story we never heard. What did that kid do? Right? Like, you know, if he pushed his sister down or something like that as a 4-year-old or 5-year-old kid, hey, that's just a kid being a kid, siblings being siblings. But what did he do? Maybe it was serious enough where it warranted getting a fucking hickory stick into the balls.
I heard he wore a Don Mikowski jersey to dinner.
But I would say Adrian Peterson should, you know, being a Minnesota Viking is Minnesota stinking.
Yeah. Uphill.
That's asshole enough for me. But, man, Brittany Griner, you know, I mean, you play in the WNBA, that's not great.
She got in a fight with her pregnant girlfriend or wife. Mm-hmm. I don't know, they're married, whatever. But also, do you remember when she was a freshman, she flat out fucking decked a chick when she was playing? Like, she didn't like how rough she was playing, so she just turned around and fucking decked her in the face.
Well,
she's a thug.
Here's the thing. When
speaking of dudes.
When you're a big fella, I've heard my friend Terry, we used to play pickup all the time. He's like 6'7", 350 pounds. He goes, you get elbows in places, and you're just like, I just want to fucking kill someone, but you can't do it. I think it's the same thing with Brittany Griner, where there was some like little 5'6" chick who's like, I'm just going to keep fucking elbowing her right in the cooch, and she's not going to do anything. And then she snaps and goes fucking junkyard dog, and then, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's fucked.
Not to get off topic here, but what do you think that thing looks like? You think it's a
her penis?
Yeah.
No. Her strap on probably has a tattoo on it.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
You know, I honestly, I'm gonna.
I don't know who to take here. I'll go with the flow.
It's tough. This might the asshole coin might come into play.
AP's gonna win this 3 years from now. She runs away with it.
Okay.
No. What are we?
What do you got? What do you got?
Chuck? I got Brittany.
You do?
No. Oh yeah.
What did you take, Dutch?
Who are you taking?
I'm gonna take Brittany Griner.
Are you?
Yeah. I think because there is. And
you're saying you believe in whipping your kids.
I don't like, but I'm also not like a Southern African American male. And
no, you're
not.
That would be the funniest thing you've ever said.
But like, you know, Charles Barkley and all of these other athletes. Like Charles, what did Charles Barkley say? He was like, you know, you are probably going to have to rest like the entire Southern United
States. No. There's definitely something to be said for that.
And that's why, like, if you look at Adrian Peterson, too, where, you know, he almost didn't grasp, like, how serious it was that you, like, beat your kid. He was kind of like, I don't understand why I'm being lumped in with these guys like Hardy and Rice. He didn't get it.
I think, did Brittany Griner beat her pregnant girlfriend?
Yes.
Then she wins.
Yes. Perfect.
I agree. You made a great
beating
point.
Your kids is okay, but beating your fetus? Right. Not okay.
She kicked her in the stomach.
Thing.
She kicked her in the
no
stomach.
No way, did she?
I don't know. But
like karate.
We'll get Rakesh on it.
It's stronger for my argument to say that.
All right. So that means the murder bracket has been filled out with Tony Stewart, Ryan Braun, Tiger Woods, and Brittany Griner. Moving on here, final bracket here in the round of 32.
I still have cousins in there.
Thought he was a chalk.
Finally here in
We're
the
pen tonight too.
In the dud search for the biggest asshole currently in professional sports, we've got the electronic fraud bracket. First up here, the number one seed in the region, the number four seed overall, Alex Rodriguez against the number 29 seed, Brandon Merriweather. Alex Rodriguez off and on the field issues, and Brandon Merriweather, he's just that guy who gets suspended at least once or twice a year for going to the head. He repeatedly goes to the head, and Roger Goodell usually suspends him for a game, and then he comes back and says, okay, he can play, but it's just getting a $50,000 fine.
Brandon Merriweather is a dirty
dirty asshole.
Yeah, but Alex Rodriguez is a fucking prick. Yeah. I think that he runs away with this no problem.
Oh, that's why he's probably the number one seed. I think Rakish did great by putting A-Rod here. I think A-Rod, probably on the field out of all these players here, he's probably the biggest dick. And you could throw in, obviously the steroids and the denying it over and over again. But even, the simple shit where he, swats the ball away as he's going to first base. He's rounding third base and he quick yells, I got it, to the third baseman. And he, it's like major league shit, you know?
Actually, he dated Cameron Diaz, right?
I think so. Madonna, he's got a thing for old wrinklies.
Yeah, and after he dated Cameron Diaz, she wasn't very hot anymore. So I would blame
A-Rod for
A-Rod for...
He A-Rodded her.
Yeah. I think that he made Cameron Diaz martini, not very hot anymore, and therefore is a giant asshole.
Wow, because of Cameron Diaz. She was really hot in the... what was that? The Counselor?
Teacher movie? Bad Teacher?
Bad Teacher.
No, The Counselor.
The Counselor. Oh,
rubbing her cooch on the fucking Porsche windshield. That
but she's got it. Nowadays, she has a beat-up cooch feel to her, right? If we ever did a beat-up cooch bracket.
Right.
She's in there.
Hope Solo.
I would fall in.
Oh, that thing is like a great wall of robust.
That almost should have been on there instead of AJ Pierzynski. It should have been Hope Solo Snatch.
That thing is four and a half inches off her. I mean, that thing is deep. It is. That is good luck.
It's
take the lunch pail to work.
Moving on.
Yeah, that thing is good luck with that.
Honorable mention to Hope Solo's hump hole. All right, very good.
Hope Solo is a fucking asshole, too.
Right. I'd like to see Brittany Griner go after that. Yeah, see what happens. Good luck.
Oh, my God. I don't think I even want to get close to
Welcome aboard, Hope Solo.
She's going to... She's... Moving on here in the electronic fraud bracket. We've got Alden Smith against Dustin Johnson. We've got breaking news here with Alden Smith. The NFL has suspended Alden Smith for a year for his third DUI and fifth arrest in the last 3 days.
Oh, did he just get one?
Just got a one-year suspension.
No. Did he just get a DUI?
No. This was the one. So he's on the Niners.
Yeah.
And he
was on the Raiders.
He was on the Niners, smashed up his car,
right,
and then immediately went to the radio stations the next morning and was like, I wasn't drinking. But he had to say that because part of his probation was you can't have a drop of alcohol.
Totally understandable.
So we get where you're going with that, Alden. We know why you're saying it, but we know it's not true. So the NFL, so the Niners released him. The Raiders picked him up, which is like, yes, the Raiders are back. It's great.
Yeah.
So they picked him up, and he's been playing the last couple of games. Now he's suspended for a year.
First of all, grade 3-4 defensive end. Or outside linebacker, I'm sorry.
See, Alden Smith should be telling the players' union, we need to play 52 weeks out of the year because that'll keep me out of trouble. Dustin Johnson, on the other hand, guys. Dustin Johnson was reportedly suspended, but then he was just taking a leave of absence to get his cocaine problems handled. But here's the thing. He broke up two different marriages on the PGA Tour by sleeping with other players' wives.
Really?
And this is obviously before Paulina.
Hopefully it's not Davis Love the Third's lovely wife, Bonnie.
Bonnie. So a lot of people didn't know that. So a lot of people were like, when he blew when he three-putted that and blew, what was that? Was that the British?
U.S. Open.
Was the U.S. Open? So he blew that, and everyone was feeling sorry for him.
The 2009 Open on his DVR. Don't ruin it.
Are you sleeping?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
There's a massage pillow on his neck.
2011 Honda Classic is on right now.
I love how he got here, too. How T-Shawn gets here, and he was like, I will take what's left of the Johnny Walker.
Great shot, Fred Couples.
I will bring the bottle over here.
So
Dustin
swing.
Johnson broke up two marriages on the PGA Tour. And my whole thing is hey, if you want to sleep with other guys' wives, that's great. There's a lot of Major League Baseball players in Florida.
We all know how you are about this.
Right.
Your
so
rules are a little more lax
wives,
than other people.
But the PGA Tour is so small. Do you have to sleep with those guys' wives? Right.
Exactly.
That's what makes him such a huge asshole. And that is still not enough to take down Alden Smith.
Hold on. Don't you write hot... The 40 hottest wags of golf for mandatory?
I do not. I do not write that. I wish I did. I wish
That's
I had
a great
that.
Article.
I think you need to start writing the whatever hottest wags. for mandatory.
Although that honestly could push Dustin Johnson because such an asshole and he still gets Paulina Gretzky. Like, does that make him such an asshole? Like, bigger asshole?
Shawnee, what do you think? I think Paulina's straightened him out, no?
I think so.
I think the Gretzky family has set some things straight.
Because Wayne Gretzky said that you had a nice drive? Is that why you're siding with him?
That could be a strong reason why, yes.
God damn it.
The Gretzky family loves me.
I love that we all have a story. You got Wayno, you got Matt Barnes, I got Floyd. What do you got?
I once interviewed Joe Montana.
He's not even out here.
Joe Montana.
All right,
is so such
can
a
we
dick.
All agree that Alden moves on and we can like, slam him in the next round? Let's slam him in the next round. Right. Dustin did a little coke, lost the U.S. Open. Who cares? He's
all right. Two more brackets here before we get to the Sweet 16 here. In the Dutch search for the biggest asshole currently in professional sports, we've got Ndamukong Suh of the Miami Dolphins against Richie Incognito, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. I'll take the current Dolphin.
This is the most parallel matchup there is. Everyone agree?
Agree.
I mean, these guys, you could argue this one for days.
I don't think Richie Incognito's that much of an asshole. So he was considered a bully? Like, that shit goes on in every fucking locker
NFL
room.
NFL locker room.
Right. Every single fucking locker room, and he was the scapegoat. Ndamukong Suh, wherever he goes, every fucking week, it doesn't matter how many times you warn him or do it, whatever, he's a dirty fucking asshole when it comes on the field antics.
And I think that is exactly why he wins. Because Richie Incognito hurts, what's his name, John Martin?
Yeah,
he hurts Jonathan Martin's feelings.
And he's out of the league now. Martin's out of the league.
It's very Andy Dalton-ish.
I think that,
Jonathan Martin's the biggest asshole for being a fucking pussy.
He broke the fraternity bullshit.
I think Incognito is worse because he won't even give up his real name. Like, he goes with Incognito. That's bullshit.
Have you ever thought about it?
We might need to get that. That's a pretty cheesy joke. That's an opener's joke at the Improv Lab right now.
I don't mean to call the obvious.
I think he's had that
here,
one in his pocket, too. That's like J.J. Watt's BB gun joke that he's had in his pocket the whole time.
J.J. will kill you with knock-knock jokes around the holidays.
He's been waiting to drop that Incognito joke for the entire time.
I haven't been waiting the whole time.
I'm gonna save you with my version of that.
All right, dude.
Dick Incognito. I mean, that is a rough life.
Brittany Griner?
Or Dick Incognito? Worst names ever? I'm going to go Sue here easily, too. Yeah. I think he's done everything wrong, including hurting your beloved Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you guys are just all soft about that. That's the real thing. That's really the truth beneath it all.
He wins in a landslide.
I'm going
landslide.
Incognito.
No, Sue, landslide. Yep.
Ndamukong Suh moves on here. Last one, guys, in the electronic fraud bracket here in the round of 32. Dan Snyder, the number 12 overall seed against Ben Roethlisberger, number 21. Guys, you cannot forget that Ben Roethlisberger was accused twice of raping chicks.
What? No. Once. It's aggravated sexual assault.
Excuse me. ASA. My bad.
Also known as makeup sex.
Being stupid doesn't make you an asshole. It makes you stupid. And that's Ben Roethlisberger. Dan Snyder is an asshole.
He is.
Like, that guy refuses to take any blame for completely ruining what seems to be a perfectly decent football team for, what, the last 15, 20 years?
Well, when did he take over the Redskins?
Like 15, 20 years ago. Like, they've been bad for...
Right. And before that, they won how many Super Bowls?
A lot.
Two.
Like, two. Was it two or three?
Two.
But they were like
yeah, but they were always right there.
They were perennial contenders all the time. And since they've been there, they haven't. And that's the thing with like guys like Jerry Jones and Dan Snyder. It's like, why are they? They're such assholes that they can't even step back and look and say, "Oh my God, look how terrible we've been since I've been here."
Right,
it's not his fault. But I mean, Roethlisberger is just—he's an idiot. Like, there's. That doesn't make him an asshole. It just makes him stupid.
Yeah. I think they're both assholes, but if you pair them against each other, I'm going to say that Dan Snyder is an asshole. I mean, he's such an asshole that we have his franchise name as heads on our asshole coin.
His impact is of assholedom is much greater, I find.
Right.
Much more pronounced.
I agree. Dan Snyder.
All right, way to go, guys. Great job. We are down to the Sweet 16 in the Dud search for the biggest asshole currently in professional sports. Make sure you check us out at dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook and, of course, on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck. And don't forget to check us out on Vine as well. Tune in next week when we get shithoused again and we narrow it down from 16 assholes to just the one biggest asshole currently in professional sports.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.